Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hello, 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 and thank you for tuning in today with His Heart Speaks radio broadcast. I am a prophetess, Carolyn, and I'm excited to be on the line to share with you today. We are closing out our month, our year of 2015, almost ready to enter into 2016, and I am excited, and I hope that you are excited as well, because I know that God is doing some awesome things in the life of His people, and so we're just excited about that. And so today we're going to be, the question that I put out there was, where do we go from here? So we're going to always open up in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for every vessel that's on the line. Lord God, we thank you for being an awesome God. We thank you, Lord God, for an opportunity to just be here in such a time and season today, God. We just give you glory and honor and praise. Lord, I thank you for every participant on the every caller on the line today. Father God, I pray that they are encouraged and that they are inspired to go forth in their next, coming into the 2016 year. Holy Ghost, have your way over the airwaves. God, we just bless your holy name in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So my question was, where do we go from here? Because we're closing out, you know, another year, 2015. We're moving into 2016. Sometimes, you know, we talk about what we're going to do in the next year. One of the main things that I hear us talk about, and I've done it myself, you know, we say a lot, you know, this year coming up, I'm going to lose some weight, you know, and I've done that before. It's okay. But the one thing that we have to do, if we say that we're going to lose weight, or, you know, some people may be trying to pick up a few pounds. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, when we make those what they call New Year's resolution, you know, we have to stick to those things. You can't say, okay, well, I want to do it, you know, and then when January 1st come, we're okay. January 2nd come, we're okay. By the time January 10th come, we done forgot. You know, we done fell off the bandwagon. And then we say, okay, well, we're going to get back on. We get back on, and then we fall off again. And so, listen, what we have to do is we have to be mindful that it's about discipline. God has given us visions. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 55, verse 9, it says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." And so what that said is, there's a song that we like to sing, "Write the Vision, Make It Plain." If we're going to write that vision, we have to know, first of all, God gives us vision. We, you know, when he gives us vision, we need to go ahead and start writing that thing down. And then he's going to give us strategic plans how to carry that vision out. Now, everything may not come all together at one time, but the more we seek the face of God, ask the Lord, "Lord, what's on your heart for me with this vision? You gave me the vision. I don't know what to do with it. How do I implement it? Where do I go? I don't have the money to get this done. I don't have the resources to get this done." But God is our main source, so we have to keep that in mind. Whatever it is that he gives us a vision for, he's going to make sure that it comes to pass. But we have to do our part as well. And so what we have to do, one of the things that we can do before this year, this month, this year is closed out, go back and take some reassessments. Go back and look at what it is that God told you to do, told me to do as well. Let me go ahead and say me, us. Let's say us. I don't want to separate myself from you guys. So let's say this. We have to go back and reassess some things before the 2016 year comes in. And then we look at it, what worked for us and what didn't work. Who worked and who did work, you know what I'm saying? And so we have to be real about this thing, because we know that God is such an awesome God. And when he gives us gifts and talents, he wants us to implement those things. He wants us to put it to work. We can't just talk about it. We have to actually do it. Now, what happens is, let's just take a look at when we do spring cleaning. When we do spring cleaning, normally it's time for the spring to come in and we want to, you know, change the wardrobes up and everything. Well, guess what? You don't have to wait until spring to get here to do your spring cleaning. I know I don't. Sometimes I just go through my house and just kind of get rid of some stuff because it's just been there, you know, a while, and it's just sitting there. Well, that's the same way it is with our life, you know, as we're going into another year. Go back and take some assessments and see what worked for you, what didn't work for you, and, you know, but of course, always ask guidance from the Holy Spirit. That's why he's there. He's there to teach us. He's there to lead us and guide us and gives us sound instructions, what to do, how to do it, when to do it, you know what I'm saying? And so when we go back and ask the Lord what it is that we need to do with these particular things in our lives, he gives us instructions. We just have to follow it. So now let's talk about the plans. When we talk about the plans, because when God gives us the vision, he's going to give us a plan. And I have a scripture. That scripture, you guys know that scripture says, for he knows the plan that he has for us. Yes, he knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. So he already knew what we were predestined to be. He already knew, you know, how the end is going to be. But we have to trust him. We have to walk in his purpose. If we're not really sure what our purpose is in life, just think about where God has brought you from. Wherever God has brought you from, there's been, you know, there may have been some people in our lives that shouldn't have been there, but God saved us. We may have dibbled and dabbled in some things we had no business dibbling and dabbling in, but God saved us. And so we need to ask ourselves, what was that purpose? God, I know you saved me, but what was the purpose? I'm going to go ahead and tell you why. Your purpose is to be a mouthpiece in the kingdom. Your purpose is to testify that Jesus Christ is still alive and living in, you know, in our spirits and our hearts, that he is the one who can deliver, that he is the one that saves, that he is the one who makes all things new. The Bible says that when we come to Christ, that all things are made new. And of course, as you're going forth in the word and as you're living your life now according to the word of God, walking in obedience, you're going to have people to talk that's going to always remember what you did when you were younger or what you did last year or what you did 10 years ago. But you can't allow people to keep you there. You have to be the one. We have to be the one that allow our minds and our thoughts to be transformed. The Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means that when we stay in the word of God and we ask God what's on his heart, see, sometimes we get it twisted. You know, come on, let's just be real about it. We're so busy asking God for things. Lord, I need to pay this bill. Where am I going to get this money from? Lord, I need a ride. How am I going to get there? Lord, my children need saved. What's going to happen? And, you know, Lord, I need a new job. What you going to do? You got to send me somewhere where I can get hired. Okay, that's okay, because God said ask and it shall be given. But we also want to be careful to ask God, Lord, what's on your heart? What is on your heart for me to do today? What is on your heart? How can I reach my children? How can I reach my grandchildren? God, what job is it that you want me at? Not where I want to go, but God, where is it that you want to plant me? And then we have to implement it. And so sometimes, as I said before, we get a little excited and we start looking at things and wishing that we had certain things, you know, and sometimes those, you know, things are not what God wants us to have. Just because God tells us no does not mean that, you know, we're not going to have it. It's just that we may not be ready for it. It takes a lot. It takes us to be built in character. God has to build us up in character. And the reason I say that is because when we go through things sometime in life, you know, we can have a pity party real good. We can boo-hoo and we can cry. God, why didn't you do this? God, you said, you know, if I asked you, you was going to do it. And, you know, we get that way sometimes. But, you know, God wants to know, if we go through a storm, can we still praise him? If we go through a storm, can we still say that he is God? If we go through a storm, can we still say that he is Alpha and Omega? If we go through a storm, can we still serve in ministry? I'm seeing plenty of people shut down completely and won't even minister because they're going through a storm. But listen, we have to be mindful when we minister to an audience of one, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who we minister to. We're not ministering to the people. We're ministering to God. We have to remember that we are a vessel. And so when we go through the storm and we shut ourselves down and don't allow ourselves to be used as a vessel, that's a pity party, that's selfishness, and that's also rebellion. And so as the new year is coming in, you know, what God wants us to do is he wants us to take an evaluation, take an assessment of ourselves. You know, we can assess everybody else real good. We can tell the person what they're not doing, what they are doing, how they should do it, where they should move their furniture, where they should live, what they should drive, what they should wear. We can tell people about all kinds of things of their lives. But when it comes to us, we struggle with that. The first thing that we have to do is look at ourselves and ask God, God, what is it in my life that I need to let go of? What is it in my life that I should not, N-O-T, not be taken in 2016? Whatever it is that I struggled with in 2015, you just tell the Lord, Lord, I don't want to take this thing into 2016 because it's weighing me down. Is it unforgiveness? Is it selfishness? Is it pride? Is it fear? Whatever it is, God is so awesome and he is so full of grace and he is so full of mercy that he will forgive us of those things. The Bible said that he will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness if we confess our sins before him. And so what we have to do is take an evaluation, and I mean a truthful evaluation, you know, what it is that I need to do within me, what it is that I need God to do in me so that I can move forward. You know, some of us, I minister to people a lot, and they stop going to church because they've been hurt by the people in the church, and I understand that. I've been there. My thing with this is that, listen, every church has this issue, but what you have to be mindful of is that, listen, where you go to, you are going to worship God. So, again, the first thing you do is, Holy Spirit, I need to be covered. I need a spiritual covering. I need to be in a place where you command a blessing. Where do I need to go? Where do I need to plant myself? And ask the Lord to send you where you need to go so that you can fellowship with the other brothers and sisters. And then as you go, we have to be ready and open in our minds to make sure that our attitudes are in check. See, so I mean, I have to check myself every Sunday morning. Yes, I do. Number one, because I know when I stand before God to minister with praise and worship, if I have all kinds of things going on in my mind, you know, thinking about who's going to be there or what they're going to say or how they're going to look at me or whatever the case may be, then God is not going to hear my worship because my mind is not there. My mind is bombarded with all these other kind of things, you know, and it's taking the place of God. And so that's why we have to, first of all, ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, where should I go? Show me where to go. And then when you show me where to go, let me not take that past hurt from that other church. If he's moving you to another church home, then you ask the Lord, Lord, I was hurt there. I need to move from there. I need to, you know, if you're moving me from this place, heal me, deliver me from the hurt that I received there so that I won't take that with me. And then when we go there, just because things are not working the way that we think it should go does not mean that that is not the place where God wanted you to be. So again, we have to go back and reassess ourselves, look at ourselves, think about what it is that that's being planted in our thoughts. And so we don't want to go into 2016 being stuck on man's opinion. And don't let any man, I don't care who it is, you know, hold you bound and keep you in your past. You're going to have to learn how to tell people, you know, I'm a new creature in Christ. And that old address don't live here no more. I got a new address, and his name is Jesus Christ. And you have to say that with authority. I mean, you can't just say it and speak it. You have to think it. You have to know it in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul, because as you move forward, as I said, you are going to encounter those things. So where do we go from here? We keep going on in the Lord. We keep moving on in the Lord. We keep trusting God. Go back again and ask God, God, what is your plan for my life? If you don't know, don't be ashamed to ask God, God, what is my plan for my life? God, how do I implement this? I don't know how to do this. You know, I know plenty of ministers who who are very, you know, influential in the word. And a lot of those ministers, they didn't go to seminary school. They didn't go to colleges and things like that. You know what I'm saying? where did Jesus say we had to go to college to be a vessel? He didn't say anything about that. What he said is that if we are willing, we need to be willing and obedient, ready to serve, using every gift and every talent, having a pure heart, a pure spirit. It didn't say nothing about you had to go to the University of A, B, and C. No, it did not. But I am encouraging you, if the Lord places that in you, in your spirit, for you to continue on and to go do those things, go to seminary and other universities and things like that, again, walk in obedience. But don't let that keep you. Because you don't have that college certificate, don't let that keep you from moving in the things that God has called you to move in. Now, as leaders, we know that we have so much to deal with on our plate, you know, because we have to, you know, we're dealing with people's attitudes, we're dealing with people just trying to get them to participate and do things like that within the body of Christ. It's like raising it. Sometimes it's like you got a daycare full of babies. I understand that. But I want to encourage you to keep on pressing on in the Lord. I want to encourage you not to give up, because God has given you a mantle. He has given you a mandate. He has given you an assignment. And in those times, as you're going into the new year, we're just going to have to look at some things. Some things we're going to have to check off. Some things we're going to, you know, God would tell us to keep, but he would give us a different direction, a different approach to it, you know, because what we do is sometimes we get frustrated, you know, and we're like, look, I've tried this over and over again, and it's not working, okay? I've tried this. The same way, for a perfect example is this radio show. For so many weeks, I kept trying to get the radio, the time correct, and I could not get it correct for anything. And I kept saying, Lord, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? People are calling in and it's telling them there's no show schedule, and then I have to go back and explain this and explain that. And the Lord said, reach out. Reach out to someone who may be able to help you that may be doing the same thing. And sure enough, the Lord placed a young lady in my path who was dealing with the same, who had dealt with the same thing. And then along with that, I had helped her through some things while on her broadcast, as well as her helping me. That's how we do that. When we listen to the voice of God, it all comes together. And look, now I'm able to be in the studio and go ahead and do what God has called me to do, and it is so exciting. And so don't ever be afraid to ask God, what do I need to do? If you're writing the book, just sit down and write. Just write. That's what I did. He said, write it. And I wrote it. And then you trust God with that. And sure, you may not have the finances to go ahead and get it done now, but you never know what kind of miracle, what kind of breakthrough God is going to send your way. So don't give up. Whatever you do, don't give up. Because you know why? Because in your book, whatever you write, because of the simple fact that the Lord told you to write it, he's going to give you something there that's going to be able to help someone else. You know, so many people are being blessed by books these days. And so if God has called you to be an author, then you need to go ahead and write. When I first started writing, I thought I had to have this book that was full, like 100 and some pages. I probably would have never gotten finished that book. And then the Lord said to me, no, you don't need to do all that. For starters, you just need to write this, 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 and that. And I followed his instructions, and that's what we have to do. The same way in ministry, you know, we reach out to people. When people reach out to us, we have to be mindful that everybody comes from a different path. Everybody comes from a different background. And so when we go into 2016, if we had a kind of judgmental type of spirit going on with us, we need to make sure that we don't carry that thing over in 2016. Whatever is dead in our lives that's supposed to be living, we need to ask God, look, Jesus, I need you to help me with this, because you said this thing right here should be breathing. But I'm not really sure how to work this thing, and so I need you to help me. And God will breathe on whatever it is he told you to put your hands to, whatever it is, whether you are a CEO of a company, whether you are a housewife, whether you whatever it is, whether you are in full-time ministry, it does not matter. Whatever it is, the vision that God told us to write down, he said, write it down. That's right. If you don't like to journal, You need to start journaling because as you go into 2016, God is going to give you some strategies. You need to be able to write that stuff down so that you can go back and look at it and go back and take reference to it to see what it is, you know, that how God wants you to implement that. But more important, we need to make sure that before we go into 2016, we take clear evaluation of ourselves. Are we obeying God? Are we tithing? Are we sowing? I used to be a horrible tither. I'm telling you, I used to be a horrible tither because I was so scared. I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills. I had three small children. I was 1,500 miles away, a single mom. I didn't know. I was working two full-time jobs plus a part-time job, and I still seemed to couldn't catch up. But, you know, God is so graceful and so merciful. And then you know what I did? I started giving and giving. But I did not learn about tithing until much, much later on. And then I came to the understanding, you know, that, you know, when I read the scripture, you know, you can't rob God. Uh-huh. That's really true. What I did is I trusted God. I had to trust him. And whatever that tenth was that I was supposed to give, and if God said give, I gave it, and God always made a way. That's when we have to step out on faith. We can't let fear keep us from tithing. We can't let fear keep us from sowing. We can't let fear keep us from walking in the will of God, walking that vision out. What is the goal that you have for yourself to reach in 2016? And so as we come to a close on tonight, what I want you to do is ask God, what is it that's on his heart for you to do in 2016. Don't wait until 2016 and then you want to start writing it down. We have some more weeks left in 2015. We can take, you know, it's 24 hours in a day. You know, and some of us are home half the day. Some of us are home all day. Some of us are home, a few hours a day. But that's when we have to prioritize our time. We have to take the time to sit down and say, okay, I'm going to blot off this time right here. You know, and I just need to ask God, okay, God, what is it I need to do? Don't try to do everything in one day because it's impossible. You can't always do some tasks we can get done in a day's time. But some of that stuff, some things we have to take time, sit down, write it down, look at it, make sure we pray over it, ask God for guidance. How do we give us strategy? As I said before, God is a strategic God. And because he is a strategic God, you have to ask him, we have to ask him for strategies, how to implement those things that he gives us, those visions that he gives us. So just keep in mind that you have a purpose. Just keep in mind that vision that you write down, make it plain, show, you know, write it down the way God showed it to you, and then walk that thing out, because he is not a type of God who's going to give you something and then leave you hanging. That's not the kind of God we serve. Whatever it is that you need for that vision to come to pass, if you're asking God to help build your church, you know, the house where people come to worship so that lives can be saved, lives can be changed, continue to ask God, you know, how do we go about that, God? What do I need to do to welcome the people in? What do I need to do to get the people there? So it's so many things that we can ask God to do before the year is out. I hear a lot of people say, won't he do it? I was listening to the Holy Spirit today, and he said, don't wait until I do it to say, won't he do it? Just go ahead and start shouting, won't he do it? It's already done. So wherever you at, go ahead and take the opportunity and say, hallelujah, won't he do it? It's already done. Won't he do it? It's already done. Won't he do it? It's already done. And I don't care how many times you have to say that. You keep on saying, won't he do it? It's already done. I don't have to wait to see the manifestation, because that's the kind of God that I serve. He is a true God. He is a living God, and he does not turn back on his word, because it said that he sent his word to perform it, and it will not return to him void, but it will accomplish the purpose that it was desired to accomplish. It was to achieve. So it's going to be achieved. The purpose is going to get taken care of. We just have to remember that we need to walk this thing out, walk in purpose. The word of God is the blueprint. So where do we go from here? We go forward. We leave 2015 and behind. Whatever it is that was holding us back from walking in purpose or whatever it is that was holding us back in 2015 from us getting to that place of forgiveness, we're going to leave that thing behind. Whatever it is that hurt us in 2015, we're not taking that thing in 2016 because God wants you to move forward in 2016, and you just going to have to trust him. In all things, when we say we trust God, that means I trust him with every ounce of my being, knowing that he is a God of all gods. He is the only wise God. He is the only true God. He is the only God who does not change his mind. And so we thank God for you today. I pray that you were blessed today. I'm excited that you guys were on the line. If you have any questions, any comments, any concerns, I see a lot of you are on my Facebook page. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. I also have a Periscope where I go on there and do live video chat, talks, encouragement. I'm also on LinkedIn. You know, I'm just trying to use every opportunity, every tool that God has given me to use to help his people, to help us, because we are brothers and sisters in Christ, and that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to help each other, not just ourselves. And so I want to tell you guys I love you. I pray that you guys have a great, great afternoon. I'm going to post this on my wall. Please go back and share it with someone else so that they may be blessed as well. So this is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks. We want to thank our sponsors, Queen McCoy, because I'm ready to mess her name up, but Queen McCoy and the Gloco, our sponsors, we want to thank them. We bless God for them, and you guys have a fabulous, fabulous remaining of the evening. God bless you, and I love you. Bye-bye.